My name is John McHugo, and I'm the chair of the Liberal Democrat Friends of Palestine. And we fight in the Liberal Democrat Party, and therefore within the coalition government, for the maintenance of Palestine's rights in international law. For far too long, Israel has been able to insist before the international community that its rights in international law should be upheld, while denying the Palestinians their rights. That is why negotiations have failed. In international law, an occupied people like the Palestinians have the right of self-determination. That is a legal right. And it follows on from that legal right, with all the neatness of a syllogism, that if they choose to set up their own independent state on their territory, they can do so. And that overrides any claim that the occupying power may bring. For that reason, the Palestinians have a right to recognition as a sovereign state now. It also means that if the UN Security Council goes through its normal motions and approves their membership, then they can become members of the UN. What people need to realise is that if the US vetoes this, it is effectively saying to the Palestinians, we do not accept your rights in international law. This would be something unilateral for the Palestinians to go to the UN, so it is. But Israel is in no position to preach to the Palestinians against, is in no position to preach to the Palestinians and say, you mustn't do things unilaterally. The Declaration of Independence of the State of Israel was a unilateral act. It is not true, as is often said, that it followed on from the UN partition resolution. It was a unilateral act undertaken by David Ben-Gurion and the Zionist Jewish community in Palestine at that time. So if you say that Palestine cannot be recognized as a sovereign state, and if you say Palestine cannot be admitted to membership as a member of the UN, then effectively you are delegitimizing the state of Israel.